In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today's epistle and gospel are a special call for us to pay attention to the gifts given to us by God. In the epistle, St. Paul gives thanks to God for the faith of his disciples. He himself, as a convert, is grateful to God, who reached down to him even without him, having done nothing good. God was so merciful that he converted St. Paul. So St. Paul recognizes God working in the lives of others, and he is grateful for the grace of God, without which there is no eternal life. As we know, our catechism teaches that sanctifying grace is the life of God himself infused in the soul. And Jesus is expecting you and me, and all those who have been baptized into his death and resurrection, to bear fruit that will last and introduce us into the fullness of eternal life in order to be able to enter heaven. Grace, sanctifying grace, works by itself and requires your cooperation and mine, seeking evermore the face, the beauty, the goodness, and holiness of God. Jesus said, "Seek first the holiness and the justice of God in your souls, the reign of God in your souls, and everything else you may need, God will grant it to you." Now, just to prove and to confirm it, Jesus does exactly that. Jesus is paying attention to the needs of the paralytic. But first, he heals his soul without this person saying anything. Jesus, as in the life of St. Paul, reaches out on his own with his intervening power to save this man's soul. What Jesus does is to heal the man's soul first. Doing that, Jesus demonstrates his power over souls. He confirms this power by reading the mind of the scribes who hate him before telling them, "Why do you think evil in your hearts?" The paralytic man was sick for years. The other gospel writer tells us that the sick man's friends had to open the roof because there were so many people surrounding Jesus that they had no way to approach near him. So they went to the top of the house and lowered the sick man on a mat in front of Jesus. And Jesus, seeing their faith, healed their friend. Faith is the light that shines from God ever since the day of our baptism. It was the moment when God's graces began to reside in our soul. Maybe many of these graces are dormant now. After the miracle, the crowd was overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with fear. Fear that Jesus was who he says he was. Because only God can forgive sins. Jesus wanted to heal the man's body, but he also wanted them to see vividly the sign that God's love and power gives life to our soul, which began at our baptism. So, this morning we reflect on our baptism and we rejoice because of the call and the privilege that God is calling us to share his own life. Since the good Lord is able to read our mind and heart, we know that we will have to give an account for our words and deeds we have. God sees everything, and we have to learn to trust him, as he so cared for this young man that he healed his soul and body. God wants to see the proof of our work, the physical works, when we visit the sick, when we give alms to those who need, when we help a neighbor, and when we pay attention to someone who needs our time, care, and prayers. Those are all manifestations that we have faith, that we have a living faith. And when the time comes for us to be tested by trials, mockeries, ordeals, and all kinds of sufferings and obstacles, may we remain calm and, in fact, joyful, knowing that our suffering cannot be compared, as St. John says, with the glory that is awaiting us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.